Bart, we are back for another one, huh?
Yep.
We've had a crazy, crazy week, and I got another topic that kind of goes with the last episode. If you guys watch the origin or listen to the origins of the moon, this one's gonna be.
Yeah, I mean, you could watch it if you want, but you're not gonna see much.
Yeah, maybe we'll just have to figure out how to have something like, you know, with those fidget spinners. We'll just have to have like something pulsing or something on it.
But, yes.
This one's gonna be origins of mankind, all the different ideas and theories of man.
So it sort of, and it sort of follows along with last week when we talked about the myth of the moon.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And did man, as you know, was there species? Were there species on the moon? And did they come here? Now we're looking at where did we come from?
Right, right. You know, where the what is it? The Anunnaki? Did they come? They bring us? You know, did aliens? You know, find. Was it apes and changed their DNA to turn them into us? Which is kind of strange because that's kind of like what we're doing now. We're screwing with DNA of other species.
Yes.
Yeah, we've got a lot on this episode about different theories and different things. Where did we come from? You know, I mean, we all know like the Darwinism theory. You know, did we come from fish? You know, go from fish to, what was it, birds to whatever else. I know the one theory about that, too, has changed a little bit. You know, if a bear wants to be a whale, will a bear be able to turn into a whale? That actually was re-edited out of his book, if I remember right.
I have not heard that theory before.
Yeah. If a bear becomes aquatic, will it become a whale? No, I think when it comes to that stuff, I don't think things change that drastically. I think things.
Yeah, I think it would, if one shows be in the water, over time it would mate, and those bears would be in the water.
Yeah.
And just over time, they would gain those features.
Right, but it's not going to become a whale. A bear is going to be a bear.
You've just come up with a new species of bear.
Right, right. I think it's going to be more of micro, like what we consider like microevolution.
Yeah.
You know, you live somewhere and like the mammoths on the island, they shrunk. They became almost pygmy. They became small because the area was so much less food, less area. I think that's like the same thing with like people, you know, they get different color skin, they get taller, they get smaller, you know, they get more short and barrel chested if they're in cooler areas. You know, I think that is more microevolutionist, I think, what a lot of it is. I don't think a bear is going to become a whale. I think a bear is going to be a bear. Because I know we've seen that also. Have you seen that where grizzly bears and polar bears are mating and making hybrids?
Yes.
You know, that really could do basically both, I think, is what it was. Because I know polar bears are much bigger. But, I think...
Well, and I believe polar and grizzly bears are so close to the same species. The reason polar bears are white is just because of, you know, moving to a colder climate... And their skin adapted.
Right, right. Because they're, what it is their area doesn't cross. Grizzly bears are further inland, polar bears are more up, but since the ice has been melting, polar bears have been, going further and further south. Because I know there was, like, monkeys and a bunch of other stuff that has been changing. And they consider them kind of new species, but they're really not. But they've been changing. What was it? Oh, it was one that I was watching. They were talking about chimpanzees. The Congo, during whenever it was, they were being hunted for food. So they changed their daily routines. They would sleep during the day and eat at night so they wouldn't get hunted. Yeah, I think that, you know, that is a, like, an evolution, like, change, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Which is what some think that kind of happened to us as humans, for us to change into what modern, because, I mean, we all know about Lucy, right? We all seen pictures and heard about her. You know, they're saying that she's the oldest hominid fossil, and that what she's what 6 million years old.
Yeah, 6 million years, and I'm looking at a chart right now through PBS that it, based on what she looked like, it could. Her origins trace all the way up to us now.
Mm-hmm.
And yes,
looking at her, she, to me, looks kind of chimp-like.
Very much, yes.
And we know the DNA, chimps and humans are like what 1% off of each other, or something, or just a couple, barely anything. Which kind of makes you wonder if things would change. You know, if we're gonna actually get Planet of the Apes. I mean, we'll probably destroy ourselves first, but yeah. There's a good chance.
Well, Planet of the Apes is technically the future.
But could the future be now? Possibility. I mean, I've seen videos. Have you seen the videos of the chimps? Like, in the zoos, there was one... they were... I don't know where they were, but the video was... There was glass... And the people were standing and watching them, and then the chimps could get up to it, and they had pop, like bottles of pop, and the chimp.
Oh yeah.
The chimp looked at him and pointed to that, and walked over and pointed to where to pour it, and it was a gap in the glass, just enough up underneath. You know, he was pointing to it, wanting a drink, and they poured it into like the little crack, and it came out the other end, and he was drinking it. You know, that's something that we wouldn't even know that was there if he wouldn't have said.
Exactly. Or in the case of the gorilla, I can't think of what his name was, who pulled the kid who decided to just get over the ledge.
There was a couple of them, because I know there's one gorilla that I knew way back. She signs Coco.
Obviously Coco.
And then there was Hombi that got killed.
Yes, that's who I'm thinking of, yeah. But he was smart enough to realize, crap, this kid just came over here. I'm going to pull him to safety.
Right, and they're thinking, no, that's not what happened. He was actually being aggressive. But there was one in the 80s, I think it was the 80s or 90s, that did the exact same thing. And he kept himself in between him and the younger gorillas that would, you know... The obnoxious teenagers that want to challenge.
Yeah.
He kept them at bay. But, I mean, hey, we already know some animals are just smarter than most humans. You know what I mean?
And I have not, with the new Planet of the Apes movies, they're really trying to show that.
Mm-hmm.
You know... Showing some, and that, you know, some apes can be just as aggressive as humans, and some can be just as kind as humans.
Well, there's another one coming out. Is it the 24th?
It's coming up here in a couple weeks.
It's coming up pretty quick. I didn't realize there was another one coming out. That looked amazing. But it's, like we were saying before, how, you know, they say that some stuff gets linked. Like, people, like, is it real? Is it not real? You know, the whole, like, fiction, you know, some fiction is based on some reality. I mean, it kind of makes you wonder in a lot of stuff. And then that kind of slides into Bigfoot. You know, is that an ape? Is that one of us? Is it an alien? Is it a ghost? You know, it makes you kind of wonder. But yeah, there's, because I know that they found a bunch of different settlements they're starting to find of humans that are very, very old. Don't know if they're, I guess you call them hobbits?
Yeah.
They're humans. Pixies. I know the one was in, I think, Europe? England, maybe?
I don't remember, but I know what you're talking about.
The one where they found, like, the houses and the small cooking utensils and just a small hunt, or was it hunting or fishing? I think it was fishing stuff that they found. It was a few years back. But yeah, most of the stuff they don't really have a whole lot on. They don't have full bodies. They usually just have a few pieces. So it's just kind of translating that into this is what it looked like and this is what it, the size of it. Yeah,
you there?
This is the question of have we changed since our species first appeared? You know, if you fall into the whole thing of like Lucy, you know, obviously we didn't look like Lucy.
No.
We know like the cavemen, and we also know that we bred with the cavemen, but it kind of makes you, did we always look like this, or did we look like that and changed into this? Was it, you know, what was it? They said it was the meat and the marrow and stuff that we started eating that changed us.
Yeah, we adapted to our surroundings, basically.
Mm-hmm. Is this one right here? It says they're talking about smaller bodies. We are now generally shorter, lighter, smaller bone than our ancestors were 100,000 years ago. The decrease has been gradual, but has been more noticeable in the last 10,000 years. However, there has been some slight reversal to this trend in the last few centuries as the average height has started to increase. The fact that affect body size are complex that involve interactions between genetics, environment, lifestyle practices, and diet and technology. So I know, you know, how if you go to certain areas, you know, the average height is like, what, 5 foot?
Yeah.
And that's what it was when, what was it, the colonial times? They were about that size too.
And I think change of it. Major change of the night has happened within like the last 100 years due to like medications and the types of food that we're eating.
Well, nowadays when it comes to that, like hitting puberty, you know, a lot of them are hitting, especially girls are hitting puberty at such a younger and younger and younger and younger age. And we also know a lot of times with that, hitting that at such a young age, they tend to be short. You know, because everything goes into developing, you know, that area and not the height. But yeah, here's this one. The average height of Homo sapiens over the last 40,000 years. 40,000 years ago, European males were 6 foot. Cro-Magnon people were the first modern humans to inhabit Europe. These hunter-gatherers lived a physically demanding lifestyle that would have required great body strength than the average human today. The recent African ancestry may have also affected their height, as tall, long-limbed builds are useful adaptations to the warmer climates in, you know, Africa. 10,000 years ago, European males were 5'4". A dramatic reduction in size. See, I always thought that the cavemen and stuff, the Cro-Magnon would have been a lot shorter. They would have been short and stocky.
Well, it depends. If you're out hunting, you might still be small, but not stocky.
Well, I'm trying to think. I don't think, well, no. Cro-Magnon is modern humans. Cro-Magnon isn't.
Yeah.
Cavemen.
Okay.
Cavemen. That's where I'm confusing myself. Cavemen, they were tend to be short and stocky because they were more adapted to the cold. They were able to withstand the cold. Modern man could, but they had to adapt by putting on layers of fur, basically. Yeah, 600 years ago, European males were 5'5", which leads to was poor diet and health were the main causes for the shorter statues, statures. A lot of that also, if you go back, wasn't that during the time of like the different diseases and stuff that were coming through, the different plagues?
Yes.
I would explain that. And then today the average is 5'9".
So we've increased in height at least.
Yeah, so a couple hundred years by 4 inches?
Yeah.
I'm curious what the average height here is, because then you go, if you go, what, regional, that's going to change too. You know?
Absolutely. And like this is saying European males, you know, that doesn't account for, you know, female people in other countries. So like in Japan, people are often shorter.
Right. They're much thinner.
Yes.
Smaller framed. But then you go to what you consider like the Northmen, the Vikings, they're usually much bigger. At least that's how I've always pictured them. The Vikings were, you know, big. But that was another thing. If you go back 600 years ago, you know, that's the time of, like, all the Vikings. They were seen as pagans. But the funny part is the Vikings had a better, when it came to, like, hygiene and stuff, they were better than what England was, basically. They bathed weekly, and European, you know, Egypt, or not Egypt, England, it was lucky for them to go, like, a monthly, you know? So
yeah.
That might have a lot to do with it, too. If they were eating better, taking better care of themselves, then, you know, they would be bigger. But yeah, like, the brain sizes have... Yep, see, we're getting stupider, Bart. Our brains now average about 100 to 150 cubic centimeters less than when our species first appeared. 100,000 years ago, average brain size was 1,500 cc's. 12,000 years ago, it was 1,450 cc's. And today, it's 1,350 cc's.
So genetically, we are making ourselves dumber, whether we try to or not.
Exactly. Well, in some areas, we are smarter. But in majority of the other areas, we're getting dumber and dumber and dumber. Let's see. Yeah, and then the trend for like smaller teeth and jaws. The trend towards smaller teeth and smaller jaws and teeth that were seen in our ancestors has continued in our own species. In fact, some people today do not have enough space in their jaws to fit their third molar wisdom teeth. I don't know anybody that even has them anymore. Almost everybody I know has got them removed.
I never even got them.
I got 3 of them, and I had to have them removed. I know that with me, because my dentist hates working on me. Hey, that's what I get for not getting any taller since I was 10. But yeah, it's looking at this real briefly. You know, we're getting smaller, which is it's kind of interesting. You know, are we gonna look like what is it they say that the grays are us from the future? Are we gonna look like that in, you know, another 1,000 years? And this one also, how climate affects physical characteristics. And we were talking about how body builds shorter, stockier, typical cold climates. They tend to be lighter skinned. Darker is usually where they live, closer to the equator. People living in hot, humid climates tend to have broad, flat nose. Let's see. And people living in the cold tend to have smaller, narrow nose. Same with, like, the hair and shape and all that. You know, so does that make you a different species? Or does it, you know, stuff like that just makes, you know, you are what you are?
I don't know, but I have a contradiction to something that this article states.
Which one?
Curly hair, it's a straight hair... where is it? Oh, straight hair is common in people living in colder climates, while curly hair is common with people in warmer climates. We don't exactly have a very warm climate here.
Yeah, but if you go back to where the origin was, a lot of it comes from, well, Jewish, basically. If you look at it, that area, a lot of it comes from that area of the Middle East. Then a lot of the ones that I know that have curly hair, they do have Jewish descent. In my family, my hair is super straight and it doesn't want to curl. And I know where a majority of mine comes from. You know? German.
Yeah.
I'm mostly German. My grandma's from Germany. I've got English. I know I have Irish in me, and I may have some Scottish. And there may be, like, other stuff slightly mixed in there. But those are the main.
That's the same as me.
That's what I mostly have. Mm-hmm. Can't say a whole lot about the short stocky, because I got a bunch of my German family, you know, a couple generations separating, but they're all tall and thin. But that could also be lifestyle.
That's true. I think it, and I think, like, even different states you have that too, you know, where everybody is tall.
It's a very possible. When you get into, like, the climates and stuff, my grandma always said that we have thick blood. I don't do well in the heat. I don't know if it's just because I'm getting older. I don't do well in the heat. When I was a teen, I went to Florida, and I got burnt through my... I was burning through my clothes.
Oh.
That and my hair kinked... It kinked up. I mean, it was just... I don't do well. I don't do well in heat. And I have my boss, who is originally from Florida. She's constant, like, 70 degrees, and she's freezing. She'll have the temperature at work set at 70. It'll be 75, and she's freezing. And we're all like, we're dying. So what we've been doing is we've been wearing tank tops with a camisole or whatever, not a camisole, a cardigan over top of it.
So yeah.
We're covered working in the office, but we're still able to stay cool because it's like, please stop cranking it to 80 degrees. You're cold, put clothes on.
Yeah.
But that's what my grandma always said. You got thin blood, you got thick blood. Maybe that's some of it too. You know, then you get into, you know, what they found that the modern man had bred with cavemen. You know, did they take the women and bred with them? They found that in the DNA of a lot of people. That doesn't surprise me at all.
That no.
Found those findings. That might explain, too, why we're getting more... why you could find more, you know, shorter people, too. If it's not done by climate or... what was it? It's not climate. It's not lifestyle. But you might have that, like, recessive, maybe? A recessive trait?
I think that would be what it is, because, like, even when you have some shorter people, you know, other people in their family could be, like, 7 foot tall. You know, and so it's just, you know, that one random person who winds up being the runt of the litter.
Yeah, that's me. I'm the runt. I mean, I'm not that much. Like, I'm the oldest. I'm the littlest, but I'm not, like, my sister's, like, 5'5". I think my brother's, like, 5'10". So there really isn't, like, a huge, huge difference. But, I mean, that's enough, I suppose.
Yeah.
But see, that's another thing, you know, when they're looking at this stuff that they have to take into account. You know, what were they, you know, the run, like you said, were they the run of the litter? DNA reveals linear remains of an alien tribe. I forgot. Oh yeah, I forgot some of this stuff. Supposedly, you know, aliens brought us here. A finger bone, two teeth, a shard of a 40,000-year-old bracelet. These are all that remain of an alien race of hominids that once inhabited Siberia. Save a few traces in our own DNA. So, do we have this in our DNA, too?
If it is, it's at this point, it's a very small one.
Right. So, it'd be what, like a half, would you say like a 0.5%, maybe?
Exactly, yeah. Because this would have been passed down, but through so many generations since then.
Yeah, they were saying it wasn't Homo sapien, it wasn't caveman. Instead, it was something entirely new. A third kind of human. Which, you know, I mean, like you were saying, is that possible? Like, see, the whole theory of, you know, we all came from Africa and then just spread out. But is there a chance that we were in a couple, because I was talking about this too, is there a chance that we were just in a couple different pockets?
Like, what do you mean? Like, we were just all in one place?
Well, no, like, everyone said that we came out of Africa. Maybe the second wave came out of Africa, that we were already in Europe and already in Asia. Maybe we were already in the Americas.
Or what would have been that area at that point.
Well, I know, like, when it comes to that kind of stuff, there's DNA and evidence that some of the Japanese, like, that area, like China, like that area right there of a tribe, they found their corresponding DNA in Chile, I think, along the coast. But yeah, there's like different ideas that we were brought here. You know, then you got the whole thing of what is it, the Nephilim and the Anunnaki. The Anunnaki brought us. You know, there's other stories was that, you know, is some of the ones that you see in, what is it, the Egypt hieroglyphs, is some of that the Anunnaki with the pointed heads and stuff. You know, you've got that in, was it Central America, where they got the crystal skulls with the pointed heads and some of the other ones like that. You know, is that where humans got the idea? Was it to wrap the baby's heads to make them pointed? Let's see. No, so was there multiple types of humans at once and not just one or two? So no, that's another theory.
Yeah, and if... Oh, sorry. Sorry, my computer is acting stupid right now.
No, it's all good. Here. No, like this one they're talking about, some of the, there's one tooth that they dated back DNA, a mutation, to be like 60,000 years older than the others. They're finding, just different things. It's like, are we older than what we are? That kind of goes back to what we were discussing before. Are we, you know, have we been rewritten multiple times and not realize it? Like, we're modern, what we consider modern man, or a version of it, pre-version of it, you know, something happened and wiped them off, but then something came back behind, and then, you know, that started year one, that started over, without knowing what was before them. Yeah, I think that's what happened to a lot of stuff, that we've just been wiped away and started over again. I know a couple of the documentaries that I've been watching and reading and stuff, like they found fossilized humanoid footprints with the dinosaurs. You know, there's another one is, we talk about time, you know, are we only 100,000 years old, or are we more like 10 million to 100 million. It's, I don't think anybody really knows. There was another one in Kenya in Africa. They found fossilized footprints in ash that were 3 million years old. You know, it, and they said that, because I've seen them, and they all, they look like, they're not giants, so they weren't Nephilim or anything, or but they were just, they look like just someone walked down a sandy beach. Yeah, there was another one I talked about last time. You know, the moon, was it the Lizard Brothers that brought the moon, which would have wiped off, you know, the dinosaurs and everything else, and gave rain to us, basically. Changing the earth and changing seasons and everything else. And there's another one. Another theory is Earth billions of years old, or is it just a couple hundred? Because they're also finding out that the, what was it? The where they test rock and stuff, because they can't actually test rock. It has to be like charcoal or human or bones or teeth or whatever to actually be able to radio test it. So I don't know. What do you think, Bart?
Come on, you.
You still have, you all right?
Yeah, my computer is being really stupid right now and completely freezing, and it's saying that I'm using like 100% of my memory again, and I don't know why.
But yeah, what do you think?
It's kind of hard to say. Like, half of this I don't believe. Like, no, you know, based on just, you know, past science, like, no, there's no way, you know, any sort of human would have been there at that time. But then again, we also don't know if this is human. It looks human, but, you know, at what end?
Yeah, because I know, like, this one right here, they're talking about early humans had feet like ours and left lasting impressions in the form of 1.5 million-year-old footprints, some of which were made by feet that could wear a size 9 men's shoe. The site was in North Kenya, and then you know, they're right here, you know, they're talking about Homo erectus and different ones like that, different you know, Lucy, and then this one right here, what was it, in 84, found a nearly complete Homo erectus skeleton dubbed the Turkana boy specimen. Just across the waters from Lake Turkana. Turkana boy's delicate foot bones were not well preserved, but the new footprints could represent the shoe that fits the wearer, so to speak. Many people have predicted this, but now we have the solid evidence for modern foot anatomy. So there was something walking upright, but then, you know, you also, that kind of goes into Bigfoot. Bigfoot walks upright. You know, could modern man have dropped down to all fours as well, if need being?
Possibly, and that kind of also falls in line with, is Bigfoot one of our ancestors? And if so, how is he still as big as he is, based on what we were just talking about, how humans have, you know, like, reduced in height due to changes in the temperature and diets and stuff like that.
Well, and seeing, talking about that, some of the research and stuff that I've listened to, it depends. Like, it seems if you go more towards, like, Upper Canada, they're huge. But then if you go to Australia, they tend to be 6 foot or under. If you go... I think around our area, they're around 8 foot, 10 foot maybe at the most. If you go further south, and that's also, that's aggression too, because it seems some are more like, eh, whatever. And other areas, you know, they're going to rip your head off.
Yeah.
Which, you know, leads to the whole of, you know, survival. So maybe that's why, like, some, like Florida, they're going to be smaller. They're going to be more aggressive. I'm sure if you look at that also, that's how humans were too. War, for example, that's, you know, that's why we have war. It's, you know, to get ahead, basically. I'm sure that's what it was like that in the past, too. You know, that's basically what they think happened to cavemen. Humans wiped them out. But yeah, there's so many of stuff that, you know, the different things. It's like, are we this old or are we that old? You know, that kind of leads me back to believe, but yeah, oh, here. Talking about, where did we come from? Load this. But yeah, no, it's, because like, even when it comes to like the giants, the Native Americans had that here. They had the giant tribes, and a good portion of them were here in Ohio. So were they giants? Were they Nephilim? What were they? Were they Bigfoots? Were they humans?
That's what I was just about to say. Were they Sasquatch?
Was it something that was no longer, like, it's no longer here, or is it still here? This one here. Let's see. 7.2 million year old pre-human fossils suggest mankind arose in Europe, not Africa. A new analysis of two 7.2 million year old fossils belonging to a hominid species, nickname El Brassico? I'm probably slaughtering that.
Yeah, I can't even. I think it's Graco.
Graco? Okay. Sounds like dragon.
Yeah.
Mediterranean Europe suggests that mankind merged in Europe and not Africa. This new study could reshape history since it openly challenges out of Africa theory. But see, that's what I was wondering. You know, did man or version of man pop up in other areas, not just one? I'm sure.
So there may definitely may have been, you know, like the article said, you know, been in Africa, been in Greece, been, you know, in North America.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Africa did another, came out, you know, a second wave, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah, it appears to be the oldest known pre-human in history. And this is newer, too. In 2012, the ancient jawbone was joined by fossilized premolar tooth uncovered in Bulgaria. Scientists suggest that the remains belong to an ape-like creature. But see, when it comes to it, like, our DNA is so close to other apes. Could have just been one of them.
That's what I'm thinking.
Because we know apes can use tools. And we know that it's a learned thing. Like, we see that in other species, too. If one knows how to do something, it's gonna teach a younger generation. You know, it's gonna change behavior. So, is this what this is? Is this a possibility, what this is here? I mean, all they really have is just a handful of teeth, so they're just kind of going off of that and suggesting what it is.
And human-like features don't necessarily mean anything.
Exactly. Exactly. Because, like, you know, getting back to Bigfoot, I forget how many, like, they say that there are so many different kinds of Bigfoot. Now, if you go off of that, you know, say there's five kinds, is there a chance back then, you know, there was, like, how many humans? You know, or human-type creatures?
I would say it's more just how many human-type creatures versus how many humans.
Right, it's like, what...
Because I think even at this time, what we would now know as humans were probably not there. But the precursor maybe was.
Right, but also it's like, what do you consider human? You know, do you consider anything that walks upright human? Or does it have to have a certain percentage of something to be human? You know, it's like the whole debate with, like, getting back with Bigfoot. You know, some people see it as it's human. And that was another debate I was listening to. If you kill a Bigfoot and you realize that it has more than 50% DNA human, did you kill a human? You know, that's like, because I know chimpanzees and some of the other one, our DNA is, like, extremely close. So, you know, would that be cannibalism if you eat them? I'm sure that's what a lot of it back then too was, cannibalism.
Oh yeah.
But I don't know. Were they, you know, it, I don't know. I think there's so much out there that we just don't know. We're kind of guessing. I guess that's the fun part with, like, I guess science is, you kind of have to guess what it is and what you think it is.
Well, that's the whole point of an hypothesis. You're making an educated guess and using that and going backwards to prove yourself.
Right. And then end up, you know, 20, 30 years down the road, you realize you were completely backwards.
Yeah.
Completely. I mean, that's why I think, you know, reading some of the older stories and then seeing what has actually come about now is kind of interesting. You know, were you right or were you wrong? Because I know when it comes to, like, what was it? They tested triceratops, like, bones or something from a triceratops, and then they came back as, like, 33,000 years old. You know, I don't think we really know. I think that we're going to have to eventually come up with a better way to test that kind of stuff.
Well, I think that was really one of the reasons why, you know, why we have these, like, at least three specific periods in prehistoric history, because it's just, like, from around this time to around this time, you know? There is no definite, because there's no, you know, that old, there's no exact way to determine how old a bone is.
Exactly.
It's one thing if you're you know, finding a bone and it's from the early 1400s.
Yeah, but a lot.
And even that's pretty old. But, you know, you're dealing with more than, you know, a couple hundred thousand million years old.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's all that, it kind of makes you wonder, you know, were we brought here? Were we already, you know, were we just like a type of ape that was genetically modified to become what we are now? If we are, is it still going on today? Or, you know, because you get into the whole thing of people being abducted. Are they being abducted by aliens? Or are they being abducted by our military? Are they being experimented on? Or, you know, are they getting their DNA tweaked to be the next evolved version of us? Are we going from more physical to more mental, like more psychic abilities? I don't know, because I know we're doing a lot of DNA manipulation and stuff, so... Is it us going in the past to create us as a future?
Or have we been doing this to ourselves all along without even knowing it?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, like, instinctively, are we adapting to the world and like 100 years, let's say, just for instance, 100 years ago, if we, we did, but let's say 100 years ago, we weren't using silverware. Now we do. Are we, in another 100 years, are we going to suddenly start adapting ourselves to, oh, we don't want to use plastic anymore, we're just going to eat with our hands?
No, we're working on edible silverware. I think that would be fantastic.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be yet another thing that's going to make us all broke, but...
No, I mean, it'd be just like a cookie, a cracker,
Now, if you could grow silverware, that's the way to do it. It's actually actively work to genetically grow broccoli in the shape of a fork.
I'd rather just use my fingers. To be honest, the little hippie in me, I'd rather just use my fingers. But yeah, I mean, I don't know if you agree or not, but I think we're slowly going into a new, chapter, I guess you wouldn't say, of the human. I would love to have an idea where that is and how to actually get there. But I'm sure if only just a small percentage needs it to switch, to switch the thinking of the humans, then we'll have to see. Because I'm sure that's kind of like how it was back then. Someone did something that everybody else liked and became popular and everybody kind of copied it. And, the tools that they were using that kind of changed things.
Yes.
What became technology. But we don't know what was before that. Did... Whoever came up with this, did they dream it up? Or, that they saw something? Or did they see someone else or something else using it? Or doing something with it? Like tying a rock to a vine or a homemade rope to take down an animal. Or a tool that'll help you throw a spear further and harder.
Yeah. How to move things faster, Oh, look, what's this thing that's a circular shape?
Right. What was the... See, and that's the one thing with the past. We're never going to know what the influence was.
No.
Was there something else there... was there another, what we consider a modern human, that's no longer there? So then something else kind of came up behind and kind of copied and was using the same stuff. Had to figure it out to, became us. I mean, I guess you could say someone was using it, they saw them, they left it, they took it home, figured out what it was, and then started using it. And then, we know they traded, so trade kind of came around, and one thing after the other, an idea just kept on growing. I don't really see if that would happen with us here, if something like that would happen, if we would be wiped off, what would take our place?
I think it would depend on how we were wiped off.
What species is smart enough to come up right behind us?
Exactly.
I mean, I would think that maybe chimps and apes and stuff would be able to take, but then you gotta think they would be considered human too.
The question is, if we were wiped out, would it wipe them out as well?
I don't know.
And again, it all depends on what apocalyptic event happens.
I think we're just gonna blow ourselves off the face of the earth is what's gonna happen. That was another one that I'm sure the aliens see as a stupid monkeys. They don't want nothing to do with us. They see us as stupid monkeys. I'm sure that's what a lot of it kind of comes down to. you know, what do you consider evolved? What do you consider unevolved? I'm sure in some aspects, you know, if you go 1,000 years from now, we probably look like stupid monkeys. I really seriously think we probably look like stupid monkeys. Yeah, we have technology, but, you know, we're also, like, basically destroying ourselves and destroying everything else around us for what? Money?
Yeah.
Fame? Fortune? Greed? I mean, we've seen...
And really, even if the small stuff, you know, well, right now, I have 2 lights on, a fan, and I've got the computer going. How much electricity am I using as destroying the ozone? You know, something stupid like that.
Yeah, the resources, which is kind of ironic because I know not that long ago that they were signing and talking about climate change. That doesn't exist, right? It doesn't exist.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's, you know, a change and stuff that we need to think about. But we also need to figure out what's the solution for a better future. Or we're going to be like this and we're not going to exist anymore. We're going to wipe ourselves out. Because, I mean, we see
it. Or it's even worse. It's going to turn into, like, a WALL-E event.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything happened in WALL-E. Oh, well, we just destroyed the Earth. Let's go into space.
Well, and how many... when we were talking about the prophets and stuff, how many of the ones that we talked about that they straight up said such and such, you know, the time frame for a lot of them were right around now and into the future, where whole swaths of countries are no longer exist. You know, if you look at it in biblical, you know, it's end times. So, I mean, we don't know. We don't really know. I mean, we're right at the age right now, it could be in our lifetime or after our lifetime. But I know right now a lot of it is, like we were talking about fertility and stuff, like with the moon. A lot of that, you know, more and more people are having fertility problems. You know, is that what we're putting in our bodies? Is that what is being sprayed in the air? You know, are we doing something to ourselves? Can you imagine if you did end up doing that and more people are no longer able to have children?
That's the problem. It would probably turn into The Handmaid's Tale.
I haven't read or watched that yet.
Oh, it will make you hate society.
Mm-hmm. Which, from what I understand, that's pretty much the direction we're going anyways. But it makes you wonder. It really, really does. I'm sure, you know, we always act like we know everything, but we don't know anything at all.
Oh, no.
But, we'll see.
Well, really, I mean, well, we've got, like, 10 or 11 links that we looked at just for today, mm-hmm. all saying something completely different.
Right, and that's the reason I like doing these topics, because you don't really know. There's so many...
No one person has the right answer. There are no experts in the world.
Right, because when it comes to testing and stuff, it's so different. But when it comes to technology and science, it's changing so fast. Like, I mean... I think in a lot of ways, the past, would you say 70 years? Technology has grown more than it has in the past hundreds years. I think the last time we've had probably this much was probably when Atlantis was around.
Oh, yeah.
I really, really believe that, because we're growing leaps and bounds and then some. And I'm sure that's another reason why, you know, other... You know, if you believe in the aliens and stuff, they're more like, slow the hell down. You know, they don't want... They're going to blow ourselves up. You know, once we get to more of the alien stuff, because it was like that during, I think, the 80s. lights flew over where the nuclear bombs were, and they shut down 20 of them. Imagine getting a phone call, have to call your general, be like, yeah, something just shut down everything.
Which was probably a good thing, you know, because let's see what might have happened if that didn't happen.
I don't know. But yeah, maybe if you look at it that way, we are the stupid monkeys, and there's actually other stuff that's way, way more advanced, way more smarter than what we ever could be. I don't think when it comes to like spiritual, I don't think we're remotely close to anything. You know, we're all too much kind of like me. And I think that's what the problem is, a lot of it. We need more acceptance, more we realize, you know, I'm human. There's so much, you know, and then you look into that when it comes to being human, you have so many aspects to yourself. You know, you're the way you look is just a small fraction of you. You know what I mean? I think that a lot of that just kind of needs to go to the wayside. You are you.
Yes.
You know, you and don't need to throw anything. I'm sorry.
No. I was going to say, it's just as long as we actually become accepting of other people in the world and actually work together on something.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think that we kind of need to get to that. Because I think that it's gotten to the point, I mean, we've said before, I think people anymore can get offended by everything. I speak of this as stuff that's actually happened to me. This a few years ago when I was working at Subway before I'm where I'm at now. Okay, I'm short. I'm 5 foot. I've had people didn't like the way I looked, didn't like the way I talked. You know, when you break your glasses and you're poor, you tape your glasses.
Yeah.
I had people that would bitch and complain because my glasses were broken. I've had people come back and tell me my hair was in their food. And it's like, okay, that is a curly black hair. My hair is long and blonde. I don't think that's mine. Oh yeah, I had people that would sit there and bitch and complain about everything because, you know, customer is right. But no, customer isn't always right on that fact. But yeah, this was all customers, by the way, that would literally talk. They didn't like, they would make whoever was on break get up and make their food because they didn't want me to make their food.
Ugh.
I'm like, I will not deal with the public anymore. I mean, I do with the art shows, but that's
that's a different type of public.
Right. But I mean, it's just,
or at least most of them are.
But I mean, it's just ridiculous. You know, it's like, yeah, I could control how I look. I could control how I talk. Right. But ugh, it's been annoying. But yeah, it's something else. Eh. But yeah, I think we need to slowly get into like a better, maybe a better mindset, more of a acceptance mindset, maybe.
Yes.
I don't know. Some of us geeks just need to start inspiring everybody else. Influencing. I guess that's how we're influencing more of the younger generations, maybe.
Marvel already started it. I mean, the rest of us gotta get going on that.
DC too. They got some kick-ass women. At least one.
Well, what I'm thinking of, like, with Marvel, like, one of their big, well, at least it was until they decided they were gonna cancel it, was Squirrel Girl. And all Squirrel Girl does is she's a passive-aggressive superhero. She talks it out and there's no fighting. And it's like, that's what we need.
Mm-hmm. We've gone from that to, I'm just going to kill you because I can.
Exactly.
Oh, well. Alrighty. What do you say, Bart?
I think it's the end of another episode.
But yeah, I mean, we've another one that we've barely scratched the surface.
Oh yeah.
Barely.
And I think the next couple episodes we're going to end up doing the same.
Yeah, because, you know, between the both of us, I mean, the amount of information that's out there, and like we were saying, it's, they're different, but if you look at it, they're different, you know, stuff that they found in the 80s is completely different than what they find now, you know, which is, what, 30 years difference, but who knows what we're going to find in another 30.
No.
But, so let's... Let's say adieu. You guys can find us on... Let's see. We are on TangentBoundNetwork.com. We are a part of WeBeGeeksPC.com. If you have any stories, you know, hey, get a hold of us. We are on Twitter, Facebook. TFTD podcast, Gmail. You know, we want to hear your guys' stories. Do you like the direction that we're going? Do you have a topic that we don't, you know, we haven't quite touched on?
What's your idea of where we came from?
Exactly.
You know, how do you feel we've evolved?
You know, and the different podcatchers, you know, hey, like us, leave us a rating and let us know. That way other people that are interested in the same topics, it'll be easier for them to find. You know, hey, you know, shoot us a line. I know Bart and I would both be interested in meeting new people, learning new things, seeing what's out there.
We've already got a couple events lined up that we're gonna try to go to. One we know we are.
Yep. We have a field trip that we're gonna do. So, okay. So everybody, keep an ear to your ear to the ground, your eyes to the skies, and stay safe. And I will see you next time, Bart.
I'll see you next time.
Bye, guys.
Bye.